Minister of Defense Dominic Nitiul says the first two major projects he will embark on is to provide housing for the military and also build other military hospitals in some parts of the country. Plans for these projects, according to him, will begin in earnest in the next 2 months. Dominic Nitiul made this known in Accra when he assumed official duty as the ministry today. Yvonne Atilego reports.
As it has always been the practice, the Defence Minister Dominic Nitiul was first met by high-ranking members of the ministry. He inspected the Guard of Honour and proceeded with interactions with staff and officials in response to public concerns that he was too young to handle the Defence Ministry. Mr. Nitiul said it is his capabilities that matter.
In Ghana today, the ages of 18 years to 40 years, that's the age bracket at four, they make up about 60-something% of the voter population. And you think that those type of people should not be given positions? Secondly, what we have stated in our constitution is that when you are 40 years, you can actually become a president. And so if the people of Ghana decide to vote for me next year, I can be a president. You understand? And to say that at that same age, you cannot be the Minister of Defense is something that we should not even entertain. That thought we should not even entertain. That should not even make news to anybody. And I'm surprised that is making news.
He gave further clarifications on the two key projects.
First of all, my work is cut out because in our manifesto there are some things we have to do over the next 4 years. The first thing we have to do is to provide housing for the military, and we termed it Barracks Regeneration Program. A Barracks Regeneration Program simply means that we would have to renovate the old houses and make sure that they're fit for purpose. Also have to build up new accommodation for the military. And that's clearly one of the things we've got to do. In the next 1 month, we'll be doing a prototype of that project to involve all of us, the military themselves. The situation where we don't involve our own to do things will be a thing of the past. So I'll look for some resources to start that project and see how we're going to do. The number of hospital facilities that we have for the military over the next 4 years, that means in our manifesto, we pledge to put up a hospital for the Northern Command, specifically in Tamale, and then also to put up the third phase of the 37 military hospital. So all these projects are projects that I have to bring to fruition, and I'm prepared to ensure that clearly happens.
Mr. Nitiul said he is optimistic that the government's agenda of improving the conditions of the military will be realized to the fullest. This will enable them to give of their best in serving and protecting the country.